Parshas Ekev, Tavshin Ein Zayin. The Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara says like this: Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Mokem Shata Moitze Gvuros Esh LaKodesh Baruch Hu. Every place you find the Gvur of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Sham Ata Moitze Amson Usay. You find there the Anova, the humbleness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Dover Ze Kosu Batoira Veshonu Bayd Nivim Umeshula Bashuvim. The pasuk in our parsha, Ki Hashem Elokeich Elokei Elokim, V'Adonai HaDonim, and the pasuk says afterwards, Oise Mishpat Yosef V'Almona Chole. Right? So it's the pasuk in our parsha. The pasuk in our parsha shows that Mokom Shata Moitze Gdulose Shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu, when you find the greatness of Hashem, in the same place you find Amson Usay. You see how he goes and he relates to the lowest common denominator, which is a Yosem, Ger Yosem Almon, that you go to a stranger, to a widow, and to an orphan. So the Marsho asks here first, the first question, why does it say Gdulos Yish LaKodesh Baruch Hu, Gvuros Yish LaKodesh Baruch Hu? If you look at the Tefillah Motzei Shabbos, and that Kasha, the difference between the Tefillah Motzei Shabbos to today, the Nui Rabbi Yehuda quotes it in Or HaChaim. And the Noi Rabbi Yehuda in Or HaChaim, in Meadura Tinyona, Shaila Yutes, asks that there in Motzei Shabbos says, Kol Mokom Shata Moitze Gdulos Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greatness. And the Psukim, if you look at the Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, talk about Gdulos Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Komar and Venisa. But the Aloshna Gemara is not Kol Moshe Shata Moitze Gdulos Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says Kol Mokom Shata Moitze Gvuros Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Choyra, the Kashta Masho, is only the first pasuk see Gvuros Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first pasuk that the Gemara quotes indeed says Gvuros Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it says, Ki Hashem Elokeichem Elokei Elokim V'Adonai HaDonim. So it says Gvuros HaKel HaGod. Pasuk continues and says HaKel HaGodol HaGibur V'Anoira. So there it says Gibur. But on the pasuk it doesn't say Gvuros. So why does it say Kol Mosem Shata Moitze Gvuros Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The second question of Marsho is, so now the debate on that says, because really here is different. Because if you look at the Gemara is relating to Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is the day of Gvura, and that's why here it changed to Gvuros Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the problem is that the Psukim don't say Gvuros. So that's a kasha. But even more, it says here, Kol Mokum Shata Moitze Gvuros Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atamoitze Amsanusay. Because it's not called Mokem, in this replaces Kosu Batoyeda Veshonu by Nevi'im Shlom Ksuvim. That you see Gvuros Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shem Esav Tansom Usay. But not Kol Mokem. So can you go ahead and say Kol Mokem Shata Moitze Gvuros Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atamoitze Amsan Usay? It's not true. So that's the second kasha of the Marsho. And also, what's the shaychus to the kriya on Yom Kippur? Because the tefillah, Ko'om Hashem ki ram v'nisa, the posuk, Ko'om ram v'nisa, the posuk that the Gemara quotes here, is nogia to the haftorah of Yom Kippur. But what's the essence, the connection of Rabbi Yochanan to the divrei Yom Kippur? That's the Nedebuda. So Nedebuda has a whole shtickle Torah to explain how is this connected to that. Okay? That's the first question. The second question is the following. The pasuk v'hayoyim shamoya. We know the Gemara in Brochas. The Gemara in Brochas of Lamed Hey, calls machloikis Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel. On the pasuk v'nasati esef besotcho, does the person zoreya b'shas gzira v'ksoira b'ksas tzira she'esk Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai tora matei elea. So the Gemara says Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, machloikis Rabbi Shmuel, and he says that our pasha that says, right? This whole parsha is talking about man she'ein roitzim oisim ritzoyne shel mokim. Afal bizman she'oisim ritzoyne shel mokim, the halacha is ve'omdu zorim v'roitzeinchem. And on that, everybody, the parsha's drochim, and everybody asks, one second, how can you say that bizman she'ein, so not parsha's drochim, but v'shechochma, and the turatmim ask, how can this parsha be bizman she'ein oitzim ritzoyne shel mokim? Loshon ha Tvira Tmima is Ayin b'marsho v'kama sifre agode kulam hekshu eich itoch in the posuk shelofanein. How can you say the posuk bayas? They said v'osafta de ganecha v'siruishcha v'itzhorecha. That Reb Shimon Yochai says v'osafta de ganecha Reb Shimon v'yesha adam choyrish b'shas charisha v'zoreya b'shas zriya v'koyze b'shas zira tur mati alea el b'zman sh'Yisrael o ishim shalun shalmokim מלאכתם נעשה זה על ידי אחרים, שנאמר ואום דוזור ורצוין לך בזמן שאינו עושים רצוין של מוקם, מלאכתם נעשה זה על ידי אז, מה שנאמר, וסבתא דגנך, how can it be? How can you say that הפוסק שתוון נערי בזמן שאינו עושים רצוין של מוקם, ההוא חושב על התחול הספרשה. מנדיץ is goes, is מוסב על תחיל הספרשה. והיהם שמוע תשמעו. Right? So how can you say that? And the question also the Ochroinim ask, why doesn't it say here? The Pasuk says, how can you have in this parsha that doesn't say and is missing the idea of v'chol mo'idchem? Why doesn't it say v'chol mo'idchem in our parsha? So that the Gro says in the Gro in Kol Yo says, because the Gemara says beferush that Bechol Moidecha, the Gemara says by Machlokes Reb Shimon Yochai that you just saw the Gemara in Daf Lamed Hey in Broches, that Reb Shimon Yochai holds that truly you shouldn't do any work, you should live in an ascetic life, and the Om the Zorim Ve'oroi Tzenchem Lachdech Nasez El Dechenim, and Reb Shmuel holds that Hanheg Bohem Min Hagderech Eretz, that you're supposed to work and you're supposed to do work. And the Gemara says, Harbe also kereb Shmuel ve'olsa b'yodim, Harbe also kereb Shim ben Yochai ve'olsa b'yodim. Says the Gro, you see, Harbe also, the drocha of the Rabbim is not to do a kereb Shim ben Yochai, that you don't do work. That Odom is only kule kodesh to learning. Is hanek b'min hagder cheretz. So bechol mo'idecha, to worship a kodesh book with all your money is not something that you give b'loshon Rabbim. That's why it doesn't say Bechol Moedchem, it's only for the Yochid. Therefore, Bechol Moedecha, it says only the Pasha's Shema, which is Beloshen Yochid, and not the Pasha's Vehayim Shemoah. That's what Shteitin Gro. So you see that the Anhoga Bechol Moedchem is not Anhoga, which goes to everybody, when Beloshen Rabim is Lo Beloshen Yochid. Pasha's Drochim says something similar. Says Pasha's Drochim, why? Because the Gemara in Psochim says like this, Tanya, Reb Lezer Oimer, Im nemar bechol nafshecha, lama nemar bechol medecha. The Pasuk says you have to worship Hashem with your life. Afilu hu notil nafshecha, the Gemara Brocha says. So clearly you have to work to worship with your money. So what's a chidush? This says the Gemara, im yishlecha odem shemamoyno chaviv alav agufo. If there is somebody who is the moment, who is his money, is more dear to him than his life, that's why it says bechol medecha. So says the Pasha's Drochim, that makes sense. So if you want to do to the Rabbim on a community-wide, that's not shaykh to say to people that there are people who love their lives less than their money. That's only a yochid, a mishigene. So therefore, to say bechol moedecha that you have to relate to somebody whose money is more choshev than their lives, that's only beloshen yochid. However, when you talk to the community, beloshen Rabbim, you never talk about them as somebody who loves their money more than their lives, because they're not something for the community. That is the shita of the Pasha's Drochim. But it's already quoted, Shem HaChroinim, and the Ben Ishchai asks, the Gemara in Chulin says, the Vayivoser Yaakov Levadoi, the Mikan Letzadikim Shechaviv Mamalim Yisem Yigufam, that the Mamoinim is Chaviv Alim Yigufam. So you see beferush that even for tzaddikim omim chaviv alei megoifam. So then he goes back and he says just the opposite. For the yochid, we like the tzaddik is shaykh, that the moment we more chaviv than gufoi. For the tzibur is not shaykh. Right? Now, we have to understand how can it be for the tzaddikim moment is chaviv alei megoifam. How is that shaykh? That's on our parsha. But the ikar word here, no matter how you learn the grow, or you learn the Pasha's Drochim, or you learn the Ben Yoyodar, mean the Ben Shchai. Clearly, Bechol Moedecha is only for the Yochid. By the Rabbim is not Shaykh. And it's all based on the Rechaim HaKodesh. The Rechaim says also that the only time this parsha, which says Bechol Noidecha, is only a din on the Yochid. On the Rabbim, there's no Bechol Noidecha. And the question is why? Now we could explain the Gro, because it's only the Yochid Shayach, because Rabbi Mosul. You could say like the Parshas Drochim, because that's not Shayach, Chovim and Megufom. Or you could see, say like the Ben Ish Chai. But be as it may, is a din on the Yochid, not a din on the Rabbim. Was Bechol Noidecha a din on the Yochid, not a din on the Rabbim? So that's the question number two. So the first question that we saw is the concept on our Parsha is that Parsha's Vehayim Shamoah. For some reason, it's called Eino Itzim Roitzeno Shalmokim. That's what Shimon Nechai says. That's why the Pesuk says, Yosavta Diganecha, because it's Eino Itzim Roitzeno Shalmokim. And that's the Kasha of the Marsho, and the Turatmim, Meshachachma also asks, how is the Chayach to say that? That Eino Itzim Roitzeno Shalmokim. He says, Vehayim Shamoah. And why is Bechol Moidecha Unedin de Yochid, not Adin de Rabbi? That's the question number two. And the question number three is this week. This week we have on the 21st a Likui Chamamole. And the Gemara says like this, says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbonan, the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chof Tes, Bizman Shachamaluka, when there is a solar eclipse, the posh pshad is a solar eclipse, Siman Ra Lovdi Kechovim. Is a Siman Ra to the Goyim. Levona Loika, Siman Ra, that's the name she looks through all. There is a Likui Alevona, is a Siman Ra to Sunim Shel Yisrael. Why? Because Yisrael Muinim La Levona. Yisrael is counts their calendar according to the moon. We have a lunar calendar. And the Goyim count to the Chama. Loike b'Mizrach Siman Ra liyoshe Mizrach. B'Mayrav Siman Ra liyoshe Mayrav. It depends where you see that. And the question that everybody asks and is already that brought in the Oroch HaNer, and the Marsh and the Maral asks in Beragoyla, the eclipses is not something that happens randomly. Is it something that's part of the calendar? Is the natural way, the way how the moon is situated by the sun, that we have a 5-degree deviation from the what's called the solar line. Clearly there'll be an eclipse in every time. And we know that you could plan the eclipses ahead of time. Rom Zakut, in his perpetual calendar, has a list of all the solar and the lunar eclipses that will happen. So what kind of a Siman Ra is it? Now, the Lubavitcher Rebbe in Igros Kodesh wants to say, maybe the idea is because even if there is a lunar eclipse, which is already set ahead of time, and that's why the halacha is, even the Achronim bring, there's no Isur of Diba you could give. Shabura says that on a rainbow, you're not allowed to tell somebody that there is a rainbow because that's Moitze Diba. It's like a Moitze Loshon Hor, it's a Moitze Shemra, because it's Arbi B'Din Navera. But this halacha doesn't apply by the eclipse. Why doesn't apply by the eclipse? Because the eclipse is something which is already set. There's no chidush, it's not random. It's not something which is a random event. So the question, how can it be a Siman Ra? So the Lord Shabbat says, because you might not be able to see it. So in other words, it's not random, the eclipse, but the eclipse is visible. That is random, because you could have a cloudy day that you don't see the eclipse. So the lack of, so what the Gemara is saying, Siman Ra, if it's seen, not if it happens. The Lashon HaGemara is very shvar, because the Gemara says, Bizman Shachama Loika. Doesn't Bizman Sheroim Shachama Loika. It's not totally in the Riyah, right? And the Gemara says, Beferush. Loika b'mizrach. Not it's nire b'mizrach. And not only that, in the Chakira, this guy who wrote the article said, even if there is a cloudy day, you might not see the actual conjunction of the moon and the sun and the moon, but it gets dark, so it's chama loika. So how can it be a natural event? Okay, so the three questions that we have is, number one, what's amsanus shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's gvurosu, what's kol mokim? The kasha of the Behuda and the Marsho. V'hayem shamoah, how can be this bizman she'enu ritzim shonetza shel mokim? Why is bechol moedecha din on the yochid, not on the rabim? And on the din, the gemara and the sukkah. Why, how can an eclipse be a semen if it's already something set? Mishesh esemi precious. To answer all of this, I want to go ahead with the shlo in our parsha. But what's important to see is the bina ilitim. The bina ilitim is Drush Ein Beis, in Chelek Beis, in Drush Ein Beis, and that's something givaldic. He comes to explain, what does it mean again? What means Kol Mokum Shata Moitze? He only brings three psukim, okay? And what does it mean, Sham Ata Moitze Gvuros? Even though the Sham, it doesn't say here in the Gemara, but in Motzei Shabbos it does say, okay? And what means Ata Moitze? He says like this, Debin Aleitim. You always think that somebody who doesn't want recognition for what he does is a Simon of Anova. But that's Poshe Prat, not Simon of Anova. Many times a Simon of Gaiva. Because many times you don't want recognition from somebody. You know why? Because you don't care about somebody else's. The fact that you need somebody else's recognition, you're giving value to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatest Anova is Gvurosoi, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Gvura. It doesn't say that, but that's what it means. The fact, so then first explain what the Benaritim says. The fact that the Pasuk always tells you how great Hashem is. Why does Hashem tell you how great He is? Because He cares what you think about Him. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares what you think about Him. So that is ultimately the greatest Anova. The pshat is kol mokum shata moitze. Any time it mentions the gvura of Hashem, he doesn't need to mention his gvura. Why does he mention his gvura? Because he wants to impress upon us. That is the greatest anova, because he's saying that he cares what we think about him. By the way, that's why kol mokim, the riyas of the psukim shone ba nevim meshulas baksuvim kosu batoyer veshone ba nevim, is only that in the three places it shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to the lowest common denominator. So it shows the extent of the Anova. So because it shows the extent of the Anova, he's telling you that every time a maskir, kol mokim, is a simon of Anova. Not because he goes to the lowest denominator. This is megala lakol. The fact that he goes to the common denominator is a raya how much he cares about us and how much he values what we say, and that he's greatest Anova. But here you could understand what's called Gvura. What is the concept of Gvura? It's the Tzimtzum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you see the Tzimtzum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He left Himself hidden to give us the opportunity to give Him COVID, that is the greatest Anova. That not only He cares about what we say, He gave us the room to bring something that He needs us. Because that's what the Baruch Hu we say in Birchas Krishma. We say, Toiv Yotzar, COVID Lishma. But the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that He gave us the ability to give Him COVID. The Gvurosu Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because not only you see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us His greatness. Gvura means the fact that the Midas HaGvura, that who is the Gibor HaKoivesh Esitzre, that Yos Koivesh Atzmoi, that He basically held Himself back, He gave us room to recognize Him, is the ultimate Anova. The ultimate Anova, that not only he gives us the importance to recognize Him, He made Himself dependent on us. That's the Gvura, and that is ultimate Anova. The ultimate Anova is that, what's an Onov? Onov is the idea of vulnerability, of dependence. Anov is Oine. You know that you have the traits and you have the abilities that you have, but you know that you have to answer because you owe this to somebody else. It's not yours. Moshe Rabbeinu says that the Divine Aritim was zoiche to his paklari hamira. He was able to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu because what mida did he have? The mida, says the Shlo also, is the mida of Anova. Anova allows you to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We always know Eikav Anova, says the Shlo, is Iras Hashem. Iras Hashem gives you the ability to have Anova because you're makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and you realize that we are nothing. And just opposite, the Anova allows you to have Iras Hashem. Eikav Anova, Iras Hashem. Because by Anova, the idea is that you don't hold of yourself, you're able to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see, by Moshe Rabbeinu, what was the mila that he had, that he was able to be makir, to be masik, be spaklari amira, that he was on of Mikodom. Why is Anova that neither requires to be makir? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what He enabled us to give Him COVID, to recognize Him, is his midas anova, that he gave value to us, that he made himself vulnerable, dependent to us. And therefore, for us to be makir him, we have to use the same midas anova. Says the midah leitim, that's if you look at the pasuk by David HaMelech, it says, v'niklesi moid mezois, v'hisi shofal b'inove ima omoz asher amarti ima makaveda. He says that I'm going to get the COVID from the women, from the Amois. He says, the Binalitim, that's what he's saying. David HaMelech was saying to Michal, you think that I'm going to be misbayish? Just the opposite. The fact that I go ahead and I'm recognized by the women shows my anova, that I'm dependent on them. Your dependency on others is the ultimate midas anova. If you look at Bria's Bereshis, Nase Odom, he says, Beloshon Nase Odom. So why does it say Loshon Nase Odom? And the Kodesh Baruch Hu was asked the question. So it says Rashi is the Amsanusush La Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Anova Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he made himself dependent on the Malochim. Why by Brias Odom there's Nivra done in a way to show Anova? Says the Binariti, because this is the Anova. The ultimate Anova is that he made himself dependent on us. The ultimate anova is that he made himself basically answering to us, dependent on us. Not only he gave value to our opinion, he made himself vulnerable and dependent on our opinions. This is the ultimate kolmokum shata moitz gvurosu shla kudosh bochu, and that's aydavka gvura. Because midas hagvura that the kudosh bochu held himself back shows his anova. And therefore for us, the same way that he made himself available and vulnerable to us, is midas hanova. For us to be able to recognize him is only be midas hanova. And that's what Abchai Vitali, the Zagdoma, says, the mida which is required is midas hanova. The mida that stops you from being makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu is midas hakas. Because what's kas is the ability of exerting control. Not only that, kas is the psoilis of midas adin. If you do midas adin properly, is that you're mevatel yourself, you realize that you're less limigar baklum, you're dependent on Kodesh Bohu, that midas anova. Kas and anova, says Ramban in Nigeres Ramban, they're opposites to each other. And therefore, Kodesh Bohu made himself available to us, enabled us to be makir with midas adin, gvurosej laKodesh Bohu. What is the gvurosej laKodesh Bohu an expression of? An expression of anova. For us to be able to be makir him with the midas anova, and therefore midas hakas is the one which is the ultimate opposite to it. So the Binaritim says, that's what the Melech tells Michal, not just complaining that he's himself bozoi to the women. It says just the opposite. If I depend on somebody else's covet, I'm giving that person much more COVID, and I'm making myself a bozoi. Because whoever gives the ability for somebody to give COVID, and most important, whoever is dependent on COVID, is the ultimate midas anova. COVID, which is the tzuras aneshama to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the greatest chesed, because that made HaKadosh Baruch Hu available to us and vulnerable, is only if we're vulnerable to him, that's where we are makir. So Mimela, that's the word, says the Shlo, that vulnerability to Kodesh Baruch Hu is b'chol nafshecha, b'chol levovcho, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol meidecho. Levovcho, nafshecha, and meidecho are the three things a person has. One, he's his spiritual being, his chokhmah, and that's the idea of b'chol nafshecha. And then his guf, the person has usually the elishol lelachochom be'chokhmosei, Osher in his possessions, in his goof and his neshama. The idea is that this is the role of Adam. The idea is that person has to be mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to realize that this all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore the pasuk always repeats, Bechol levovcho, bechol nafshecho, bechol meidecho. His goof, which is a source of his gvura, alis chal al chochom b'gvurosoi, his chochma, which is a chochom b'chomosoi, and his oshrei. Says the Shlo. In the Zohar says that this three is keneged the guf, the neshama, and the levush. Bechol meidecha is not only possessions; it's your garments. the things that are with you. That's your mission, that the things that surrounds you. Bechol Moedech is the me'oid of you, is your sphere of operations. It's your mission in this world. It's your portion in this world. A person has to realize that when a person gets from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to live, you have the nefesh, and you have the goof. And you have to be Moiser Nefesh, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to recognize that your life belongs to him, and your nefesh, which is the goof, which is Bishnei Yitzarecha, belongs to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the whole Moidecha is that your abilities, your challenges, your me'oid, which are your garments, which are your abilities and your possessions, that you are doing and devoting to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to use the Midas Hanova to realize that this is not yours, that it really belongs to him. And that's why it's called the Levush Beloshen Chazal. And this is, the truth is, Torah Nevi'im Ksoivim. Torah is connected to the Seichel, that's why it's brought in the Seichel, the concept of the Hanova in the Torah. Nevi'im is connected to the Guf, because the Nevi'im are the ones who are to be Mevatel the Guf, that's connected to Yeshua, which became this Pakla Shel Amira. And the Ksuvim is connected, says the Shlo, it's connected to Chol Moedecha. Why? Because Ksuvim is not that a person is getting from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is his own faculties, his own creativity, is his own endeavor, your endeavors, your capabilities, your faculties, your strengths is Bechol Moedecha. Bimela, that is Bechol Nafsho, Bechol Levavcho, Bechol Nafsho, Bechol Moedecha, is the being, the self of a person has to belong and devote a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because that's the Midas Hanova, and then he could go ahead and have the recognition of the Yichud of Shema Yisrael. That's why it's Beloshen Yochi, Beloshen Rabim. It's easy to have Beloshen Rabim for the community as a whole, that you should be give Yetzer HaTov, Yetzer Hara. That's a very general idea. Keeping the Shulchan Aruch. Bechol Nafshach, you have to be makriv yourself, and you have to basically sacrifice yourself. That's a generic and applies to the Yochidut Rabim. Bechol Moedecha is our own faculties, our individual abilities, our individual challenges, our individual possessions. That's very individual to each and every person. It's not the same with Loshon Rabim, because each one is different. How you devote, how you recognize that is very different to every person. That's why this is not Beloshon Rabim, it's Beloshon Yochid. Bechol Moedecha, by nature, is only Beloshon Yochid. That's why it's stated in Rechaim, on Parshas Ve'ayim Shamoa, is keeping the mitzvahs. And that is in the communal sense that all of us look the same. The Shulchan Aruch is the same for us, but that's Bechol Levavcha or Bechol Nafshecha. Bechol Levavcha B'Shnei Tzarecha, and Bechol Nafshecha Afilu Noitel Nafshecha. That's a very clear cut, it's very objective. Bechol Moedecha is your Moed, is the idea of Anova, that you realize that you have a mission. Each one of our missions are different, and therefore it's only Beloshen Yochid. That's what the Gemara says. If you only keep Ve'ayim Shamoa, only the generic stuff, you keep the Shulchan Aruch, the Abba Chelke Shulchan Aruch, that is called Ein Oitzim Retzoin Shalmokim. You might keep, but that's not Retzoin Shalmokim. Retzoin Shalmokim is looking at your individual challenges, capabilities, abilities, your possessions, how to devote your life. That's Anova, that in life you have a calling. You're given something. Bechol Me'oidecha is belongs to Kodesh Baruch Hu, is Me'oidecha, your Me'oid. You have a Me'oid. Your Me'oid Ze Yetzahara. I mean, Me'oid is that fear of operations, is what surrounds you, is how you expand yourself, capabilities, abilities. That's what Me'oid is. And that's very individual, because everybody's mission is different. Unless you search for your Me'oidecha, is Ein Oitzim Retzoin Shalmokim. That's why Parshas Ve'ayim Shamo, which is a general to the community, is Bechol Levavchem Bechol Nafshechem, and that's Yifan Shulchan Aruch, is the same to everybody. Bechol Me'oidecha is not. Your me'oid is very different by each and every person. But if you keep only Torah mitzvahs in the generic sense, you find the Shulchan Aruch and you keep the generic sense, and you don't search what's your mission, what's Bechol Me'oidecha, the Gemara in Brachas calls it, that's called Ein Retzoin Oisim Retzoin Shalmokim. You might keep the mitzvahs, but the Retzoin Shalmokim you don't keep. And that is the idea. And you realize, because the whole concept of the Chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the ability to connect to us, That connection to us is a function of Midas Anova. Midas Anova is Roshon Oinet, that you have to respond, you have to answer back. If you look at ourselves, Midas Anova, you realize that whatever we have, we've got to give a din v'cheshbon. We have to answer back. Bechol noidecha is a oisim ritzoy neshel mokim. Rabbi said, this is the idea of the chamaloika. Says the Maral in Bir HaGoyla. Doesn't mean that is a semen, is an omen. It's not. What the Gemara is trying to say is that the fact that there is a eclipse, the eclipse is a shown of chisoren. In other words, this is a zman of chisoren. It's a zman that the chama does not shine itself. It's a siman ra because there is a miyut hashpo. The chet and the flaw in the world that creates that the sun, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ray, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way how he's mashpia to the world, he goes through the meores. He goes to the sun and the moon. That's why it's called Mazolas Benoshim Noizel Min Alevonin. The fact that the Chama gets hidden, gets taken away its light, is a miyut hashpo. That's why, by the way, we can say a brocha, because it's a siman klala. What does it mean that? You could say, once like we say a brocha on Dov Arab, Sirs Roy is a siman brocha. Why don't we say on the here? Because brocha is meloshon ribu, is meloshon amshocha. A likui is dafka, that there is a miyut hashpo. That's a natural phenomenon, but the natural phenomenon is the chisoron of the world. The chisoron of the world is why is there an eclipse. The reason why there is an eclipse is because of the miyut hayareach. Technically, as we know, was supposed to be the Shem Yoritz HaGdoilim to be holding on the same orbit. The moon was a derivative, was a dependent on the orbit of the sun. The ultimate anova, they were dependent on each other, the giver and the taker. The taker was ultimate anova mekabel. And what was the Kitra Gayareach? It wanted to have independence, to have an orbit which is independent of its own, and to basically to conjunct, to connect to the sun at its own volition. And the idea is if you have two separate orbits, in some point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a break that they are going to clash. And the idea of that clash is that if you feel that you're independent, you might think that you're independent until a point that by being independent, you take away the hashpo of the sun, you take the hashpo from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you realize how vulnerable you are. The idea of the eclipse is that the anova that was supposed to be embedded in the system, by breaking it away and giving yourself self-independence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a safeguard in the system, which is the ability to have an eclipse, that by being self-independent at some point in time, you break the system, and you might hashpo, and you make yourself vulnerable. The concept of the eclipses is that in some point in the system, there is a vulnerability. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is memayte ashpo, and then you realize how much you need his ashpo and how dependent you are. That anova, which was supposed to be that we are derivatives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was a natural phenomenon, the Kitrug HaYareach was breaking it apart, creating a separate orbit. That separate orbit at some point in time will clash with the orbit of the sun and block the sun. And by blocking the sun, you realize how vulnerable you are and how much you need. Anova comes by hook or by crook. That's the concept. That's why it's a siman ra. It's the fail-safe in the system that is a natural result of Kitrug HaYareach. And in the article of Hakira, we're going to see next week, he says, one second, so the Maharal is telling you that in the pristine world, there will be no eclipses. The only way, if the orbit of the sun, the moon would be 90 degrees above the sun. But if that's the case, it will be a full moon every year. You won't have a moilet. You will not have a new moon because the moon will be visible all the time. But Rabbi said, that's Hainuach. The eclipse is a natural derivative of the separate orbit of the moon, which creates Rosh Chodesh. Sometimes it shows, and that's Miyut HaYareach. Sometimes it shines the sun, the light of the sun, and sometimes it doesn't shine. Because it's that independence that you could shine the light of the sun, but you could not recognize and assume that you don't have, you come to a point that you are going to actually block the sun, and then you realize how much you need him. That's this, no question that the eclipse is only necessary if the moon is not a full moon. In the world that the sun and the moon share the same orbit, state in Toises Yontev in the Sefer on Mila Levona, will be always full moon. The moon will always be dependent on lighting the light of the sun. That's a perfect world, the world without eclipses. If you have a world in which we have the ability to shine the light of the sun, what actually has to hide the sun, in such a world, there is a fail-safe in the system, which is called eclipses. Bizman shachama loike is a siman ra. That you realize that you come into a point in time that by not recognizing, you block the sun. By blocking the sun, you create a world which is vulnerable. That vulnerability creates the hanova. The midas hanova is the ultimate mid of Adam. The dependence and the vulnerability to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People think that you make enough money to be independent. Chas v'shalom. You have enough money to make yourself dependent. That's b'chol moidecha. That's our mission. The kitrug hayareach made the humans, the mekablim, try or think to have their own independence and recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu from time to time, like the full moon, that it reflects the light of the giver, sometimes yes, sometimes no. But by the fact that you have an independent moon, there is a failed sense in the system that sometimes by doing that, you're actually blocking the sun. And that you make yourself vulnerable, siman ra'al of dikui chovim, and you realize how much you depend on him. Oasis Hashamayim is to realize in the world that that independence, which is kitur gayareach, in essence is a fail-safe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that you recognize your dependence. You recognize that the ritzoino shel mokim is only when you do the avoida b'chol moidecha, that with every possessions, your accomplishments, you all have to answer back to him. And that is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's connection to us is anova. Our ability to reconnect back has to come through anova with the concept of Moshe Rabbeinu.